I'm Santoko Dedra and I work at the Fresh Start Project for Refugee Action. This project has only been possible through the generosity of Refugee Action supporters. If it wasn't for them, these women would not have a safe place that they can call their home. They really feel like it's their home. They treat it like their home. They feel so proud to be living here. It gives them a future to look forward to. For some women, it's the difference between having a safe roof over their heads and staying with a violent partner. For some women, it has literally been that choice. The project is for destitute women. The whole idea of the project is to help destitute women to consider how they got into the situation of destitution, to help them explore avenues out of destitution, also to look at their health and well-being needs as well, because what we find is that while somebody is destitute, they're forever looking for somewhere to sleep, something to eat, and their sort of general health seems to get neglected. The project's been running since February 2011, and since then we've now had 29 women in the house. There are a limited amount of spaces. We only have 6 bed spaces, and the number of destitute people, as you can imagine, outnumber that by hundreds. So what I have to do is go through an assessment. How long the woman's been destitute, what kind of support she's been getting. Some of the situations that women have come from, it's quite heartbreaking. So we've had women that have stayed in abusive relationships because they've had no other avenue of support. They couldn't get any support from local authority because their claims were refused. They couldn't get support from Home Office. We've also had women who were basically in a situation of domestic servitude. So they were providing childcare, they were doing the cooking, the cleaning, because that was the only way to carry on living where they were living, unpaid. The very first woman to have come through the project finally got her status at the beginning of this year. It was lovely. It was absolutely amazing her coming to tell me about that. Her sort of just general well-being, her sort of general appearance had completely changed from when I knew her. We've had 5 other women who've also had status, and it's been life-changing for them. It's given them a future to look forward to. When they're in the house and they're looking at trying to find a solicitor, looking for a legal avenue out of their current situation, you can see the helplessness that they feel. Being in the house gives them a sense of purpose. It gives them an opportunity to tell their story, gives them a chance to find a credible legal advisor. I think also it helps then build resilience. What some of the women have said to me is that being in the house has given them an opportunity to re-strengthen themselves. They've become better able to fight the following day. We do a lot of social activities with them. So we've done things like print workshops, and through them, women have been able to express themselves. You know, they've been able to talk about issues that they ordinarily we wouldn't, but around a social activity, they're more relaxed. They're able to exchange with each other feelings. And there's almost a sense of sisterhood. They really support each other while they're here. A lot of the women feedback that up to now, they haven't had anyone that has really listened to them that they can actually tell their story to. And myself, and not just myself, but the volunteers at Fresh Start, I think our role is to provide them with some emotional support as well. And that's really important, you know, so that they feel able to come sometimes and come and cry because, you know, they just feel so let down by the system, or they just feel that they don't have energy to carry on. For me, it's not about whether somebody gets a positive or a negative decision. It's that they understand their situation better and they're able to make a decision based on the information, you know, that they've got, whether that decision is that they want to return home, whether that decision is that they want to remain here and carry on fighting for, you know, for their legal status. To know that that woman has made that decision based on information and advice that they previously didn't have, it's an informed decision.